Reggae is huge in Ethiopia, and the most popular artist there is Teddy Afro. He has a hit record called Yasta Serial, which celebrates the former Ethiopian emperor Haile Selassie. And while Selassie was regarded as a living god by Jamaica's Rastafarians, he was maligned in his own country for years. Teddy Afro blends a reverence for Selassie with praise for Bob Marley. Banning Air has a review.
An Ethiopian praise song to Bob Marley, let alone Haile Selassie, would have been radically out of step with the times during Marley's heyday. Selassie was turned out in a coup in 1974, and the regime that replaced him scorned everything the emperor represented. That regime lasted until 1991, by which time it was so widely detested that many Ethiopians secretly longed for the days of the emperor. Today, this young singer, Tewolders Kasahun, a.k.a. Teddy Afro, is tapping into powerful emotions when he lauds Marley, Selassie, and in this song, the emperor's wife, Princess Etegi. Style here is not reggae, but a pop adaptation of Ethiopian folk music. You can spot it by that rolling triplet rhythm. Takita, 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 takita. Teddy Afro's music spans a few styles, including club grooves, like the song about a person who talks, but nobody's listening. Most of all, Teddy Afro's reggae anthems have made him the darling of Ethiopians worldwide, and none more than Yasta Serial. This song's Amharic lyrics recount the modern history of Ethiopia, all with an air of nostalgia for the Selassie era. You can also get a DVD video version loaded with evocative newsreel footage that amounts to an implicit indictment of the current Ethiopian regime. No surprise, the song has been banned from the country's state-run airwaves, just grist for the mill of its sensational popularity. These days, Teddy Afro is so controversial at home that he has to perform his concerts in cities with large Ethiopian communities like Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Toronto. So far, his fans are mostly Ethiopians, but that could change. He has a voice, a gift for a hook, and a moral presence unlike any Ethiopian singer we've heard. Teddy Afro might just turn out to be the breakthrough artist East Africa has been waiting for, a Bob Marley for a new time.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Yasta Serial by Teddy Afro.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.